Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, 4 o'clock. Great to have everybody. We're going to give you as much content as we can here in 2 hours, so let's dive in. How was your day? I don't care. Let's go. So here is where I am at, and I want Rico to be the arbiter of justice here. With respect to your first place AL Central Detroit Tigers, your 15-10 Detroit Tigers, I've alluded to this all week. That amidst draft talk and J-Mo and the Pistons and the scintillating win and all of it, we haven't been able to talk Tigers. Now, I want to do that now, and there's an angle to this.
Okay.
I know 15-10 doesn't look seismic on paper, but when you extrapolate the numbers out, you start to really see what this is. 30-20, 60-40, 90-60. I want to just... say, I can't be more excited about the way they've started. You and I had, I think, both very real and legitimate fears that Parker Meadows being out was going to kill this team.
Yes.
They didn't get the memo because they're on their 17th center fielder. They're essentially starting Paul Reed in center. And it doesn't matter.
Center field chaos.
Sure. The pitching, we knew it would be legit. It's even better because Casey Mize has just... looked like the guy. Hey, I drafted a guy number one overall. He's got to be really good. Mize has been that. Torkelson has been one of the stories across the league. Hitting. I'll do this for Kenny. Audience, don't get mad at me. It's just a bit Kenny and I have. Imagine what they would look like with Wyatt Langford. Okay, I got it out of my system. Now, here's...
ask what time the Wings play.
Half past never. But here's my point. Rico, I believe they're the class of this division, but I want to put a number to it. I want to say this today on April 23rd where I'm at. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I don't care. I think this is a 90-win baseball team. I think this is a baseball team that's a 90-win team that's going to win this division. You have to begin believing at a certain point where Mize, there's just no fall off. Where they're winning series, plural, right, and stacking them. Look, I understand the Padres played on Sunday Night Baseball, and I know that's a tough turnaround. You shut them out the last 16 innings you played. The game you lost was a 2-0 game. You tamed this wild beast of a lineup that it's been better than the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know from people, and I want to know from you, if you're saying, Michael, you are overreacting, that's fine. But I want to know who's with me on this. 248-539-9797. I'm willing to say it and look like an idiot. No big deal. This is a 90-win baseball team. And it doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be, well, these players. Look, it's the collective that together it works. And if Torque is what we're watching, that is a transformative bat in the lineup. So, Ricardo.
I think you're close. I may not go 90 wins, Mike, but I can meet you.
Oh, cat enthusiast.
No, I'm not a cat enthusiast. Nah, it's just because of baseball, because they're going to hit a bad spot where, you know what, they may hit a 5-6 game losing streak. And it could be tight game. It could be 2-1, but they're losing games. I see where you're going with this because I do think that for some reason, whenever you write this team off, it's the wrong thing to do because they just – keep winning, and it doesn't make sense, But don't ask for it to make sense.
Yeah, I know.
You just take the wins.
Look, they haven't even gotten good Riley Green yet. You know, they haven't gotten, I know he hit today, but Glaber had been hurt. Like, they haven't gotten everything from everyone yet. Torque has transformed it. The McKinstry thing, when he fades away, somebody else will pick up the slack. The center field thing, I've given up. I'm pretty sure they could start Bernie Lomax in center. It
don't
won't matter.
Questions.
I won't, because I'm hopeful at some point it's Barker Meadows. And from a pitching standpoint, we knew the pitching would be good. Mize being here and pitching the way he's pitched, it's transformative, because if Mize basically becomes the fourth number two, well, the third number two, there's only one Scooble, mm-hmm. but then Flaherty, Olson, and now Mize all are pitching like number twos.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I'm not that far, even though you called me a shameful lame.
Blank Willow.
I'm at high 80s.
Okay.
I'm not quite there at 90, but here's the thing.
Just say it. Come on, you want
to. Well, you know, Sparky said I had to wait till 40 games.
But that's not how radio works. I just know what I'm watching every night. And look, they don't play exciting baseball, okay? You got to let go. I know it bums me out sometimes that I'm like, oh my God, let this game end so we can go on the air. The point is.
Here's the thing. I am willing. I may not say 90, but I'm willing to say, you know what? They're a good team.
What do I got to do? What do I got to do to get you tonight? What do I got to do to get you to say AL Central champs?
You know what? Screw it.
90.
I'll toss in two games.
That's right. That's right. It's like when Rico's at Founders Night. It's just he's getting loose. He's got the crest on, and all of a sudden it's a party. Look, I want to hear from you guys. And David, Kenny, if you guys want to say I'm nuts, go for it. But I'm just a show-me fan, and I'm not going to lie to my listeners. I know what I'm watching. If this is who they are, it's a 91 baseball team. They can absolutely win the division. They don't have to think about a wild card. You can win it.
Well, but,
and it helps the division's awful.
It is. But I was just saying, like, this is just a good team. Like, I know we look at all the other teams like, well, the Dodgers and the Yankees. Like, at what point? Yeah, so's Detroit. They're a good team. So it's not out of the realm, Mike. Now that I think about it, I had them at 88, 87 wins.
Yeah, just fine, go to 90. Just do it.
Let's just do 90.
The water's warm. Jump in.
We're 90.
Yes.
We're 90.
How about 92? All right. Now, David, you're shaking your head. What's the problem?
95?
There is no. Wow. Okay. 95. Okay. Hold on now. Slow down. You're going very, very fast there.
Never should have given me that drop.
Here's what I'll say about the Detroit Tigers. Here's what I say about the Detroit Tigers is the torque factor changes me a little bit because I thought they were more of an 84-win team, but that was without him. He's contributing, and I believe that that will continue through the season. Of course, we'll have his lows. We'll have, it's baseball. It's a long season.
Correct.
But 90 wins, I think I can lean in that direction there because we don't have Parker Meadows back. We don't have Veerling back, and – whatever, I have to believe, whatever we decide to do at the deadline, add, that will help us get to 90 wins.
Yeah, and understand, too, I said 100 ABs, and you can start judging a guy. Torque's at about 90. He's got an OPS north of 950, which should translate, I think, to something over plus 175 on OPS plus. Forgive me if I'm slightly off. The point I'm making is that's an impact bat. So you want to say what do you believe after 25 games? I can tell you they've stacked four series wins in a row. The pitching is there. I'd say 9 out of 10 nights. And yeah, can the lineup be prone to needing to win some close games? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's not a finished product. I think this is a division winning caliber team. And I didn't believe that in spring training with the loss of Parker Meadows, not signing a right-handed bat. And you end up, look, Kenny, what would they be if we had Wyatt Langford too? Okay, we're done. That's it. Out of my system.
And here's the other thing.
Fans, don't get mad. That's a bit.
You know who we're not talking about?
Harvey. Yeah, I know. Today's was Willie Mays in center today. Go ahead. Get it out of your system, everybody. Yeah! Everybody wrap both hands around the flagpole. Go ahead.
Javaze Baez. Bias.
Right. New Dominican prospect.
Nah, but I'm like, even Javi's contributing. Like, things are just falling into place. We're not, I don't think that it'll continue this way, but you know what? He's just a decent ball player, which is what we've been saying. We lowered the bar, and he's clearing that low bar.
Right. Kenny lowered the bar to just not absolutely awful. That's the bar.
Yeah.
Don't hurt me when you put on, when you swing the bat or go into the field. That's the bar. He's cleared it. People, where do you stand on it? I think it's a 90-win baseball team. And I think a lot of it's real. And part of this is Torkelson doesn't look overmatched on fastballs. He's driving the baseball. The at-bats are good. You're getting quality. You're getting some walks. Not everything's clicked. I wouldn't think this highly if everyone on this team was hitting the cover off the ball. No. I think there's room for growth. And guys, please don't be insulted, but 2-6 provides reality, not like, you know, ball-tingling dream state. This division blows. And you are the benefactor. I mean, I'm sorry. Minnesota, who continues to lower their payroll, Kansas City's whatever, Chicago. And the Sox are just a nothing burger. It's you and Cleveland, okay? But you're a 90-win team. And I absolutely want to upgrade my belief of, how about this? If you're a 90-win team, the goal is to win this division. And if Cleveland wins 95 or 96 games, you tip your cap, but you're in the playoffs too. Yeah. But the goal is win the division. Yeah. Because I'm telling you, they've got the pieces. It's there. Right. I'm buying Torque stock.
No, I bought Torque stock this spring. But
Torque is the new NVIDIA.
Yeah. I just look at this team and it's just like, wow, they are. I just needed them to be 500 for Parker Meadows.
Search your feelings for the words, Rico.
And they are just exceeding expectations. And I feel like I did at the end of last season where we kept saying, you know what, this is that how long will this? And then I just gave up and said, you know what? I'm going to ride this wave.
You go with it.
I'm riding this wave again because it's working. AJ is just, he's putting on, performing a masterclass right now. I don't know how he's doing it, but he's doing it.
So are you riding with me on it? I think they're a 90-win team. I think you got every right to think, you know what, we're going to win this division. After 25 games, I've given you the reasons why. If you disagree, you're not a bad person. And I don't think it makes you a hater. I don't think it makes you a bad fan. I don't think it means you're like, it's okay to say I'm not ready to go there yet. But I figure if I feel this way, I may as well tell my audience. Last I checked, that's what we do here. 248-539-9797. More of the people. And by the way, I am going to offer you something at 5 o'clock that will make tomorrow night at LCA a lock. You just got to follow orders. I'll explain.
You are very generous.
Thundersticks. No, definitely not that. 97.1. Exactly. I have asked the question. Well, it's more been a statement. I believe the Tigers, 15-10, fourth series in a row they've won. The pitching. And yes, Torkelson, it's a paradigm shift for your lineup. I think it's a 90-win team. Wasn't willing to go there in spring training. I know it's only 25 games, but I know what I'm watching. This is a team that's a division-winning type team. And I think it's real. And I just wanted to see where you guys are at. And if you're like, hey, I'm not ready to say that, I'm not mad at you. Because you're going to be right, probably, where there'll be something 25 games from now where they're like, hey, smart guy, you still think they're good? So, yeah.
It's like, no, I don't think that's fair. I think we all, and I don't want to speak for David and Kenny, but I think we all kind of thought mid-80s. And as the season went on, I moved the needle to about 87, 88. 90 is two extra games. Okay, go steal those two games, and I'm all right with that.
Let's get to the people. David will catch up on ticket text later in the hour, okay? And then I do have something Pistons-related top of hour. We'll go to Mitch in A-squared. He's batting leadoff today. Mitch, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
I'm with you, Mike. I think I'm going to go with the 90-win team. I mean, I love Tiger baseball. I mean, I think they do look really good this year. And I don't want to put the negative spin on this. I just want to pick your brain a little bit. I know a couple weeks ago after the, you know, Cole Keith debacle at second base, they lost 3-2, couldn't score any more runs after that. Last night got shut out 2-0. Like, how often is this going to, like, negate, you know?
Yeah, Mitch, clearly.
He blew the game the other day with that error. Yeah, the Cole Keith thing. That's, what, two games?
Yeah,
two games
it's on the aggregate where you just have to look at this and go, okay, that's going to be the frustrating part is, yes, at the end of this, you do feel like they will have given away several games. But the space between when they're not booting it all over the infield, they're getting the timely hitting, the pitching is there every single night. Mitch, it's probably a sign of just how good they are, honestly. Now, again, do I wish I could fix what ails them? Of course I do. Because then you're talking about challenging to be the best team in the AL. That I'm not ready to say. I can't do that.
Sure. And then I guess, you know, what do you see from, like, Gleyber Torres? I know you're a Yankees guy, yeah. And what do you kind of just see from him so far?
He's been – well, getting hurt didn't help. Look, I know what he is. And, I mean, Mitch, he'll have some streaks where you go, wow, thank God we got him. Then you'll have a month where you're like, why does this guy play baseball? You know what he is at second. He doesn't have range. He'll have 15 to 20 errors this year. It is what it is. But he's going to, in crunch time, he generally will deliver a nice at bat. He's a patient hitter when he wants to be. So, look, I'm just – Mitch – there's enough here, and if I can get a report on Meadows of when he's coming back, God forbid, Mitch, God forbid, if Scott Harris makes a deal to add something here. Now, I know that's way out of bounds, but God forbid.
We're waiting for the kids. We're waiting for the kids.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, if this team is winning, he will have to go out and buy something.
Have to. Or you could add White Langford. All right, that's it. I promise. I'm done. Kenny, it's just for me and you.
Why do you keep saying Max Clark's name so funny?
Well, listen, White Langford hit a home run last night. Mm-hmm. Max Clark went home.
There we go. Ticket test did come in and says Langford would be nice. So there you go.
Can you imagine those two dudes offsetting the lefties in this line? That's all right. Hey, 2027, you wait.
When I asked Max Clark how that ice cream was last night at the ice cream shop,
he had gelato. Let's go over to Stan up in Shelby. Stan, what's going on, pal?
Hi. Hi, Mike. Thank you so much, first of all, for last year. On August 26th, you told me that the Tigers were plus $50,000 and to win the American League or the World Series, and you made me a good payday.
Oh, wow.
The Tigers right now are negative 110 to win the Central Division.
Yeah.
I picked them, and plus they started out at plus 220. That's how good these guys are doing.
Yep.
They're the number sixth offense in the league, regardless of what you think about them. Mm-hmm. And they're pitching, their fourth worst earned run average guy is Reese Olson at 347. And, you know, that shows how where did Bailey Horn and Chris Lee come from?
No one knows.
I mean, how does Harris get these guys? I mean, these guys are on fire.
Look, the whole thing, Stan, it's working. And what you said with the pitching, think about what a difference it makes that Mize is a number two for this team, and he's really your number four. You've got a depth in this rotation that, you know, every night you know you're going to get a pitching performance good enough for you to win. There are so few teams in the league that have that. You can count it on one hand, probably.
One other thing, you know the Yankees. How good is Conley, better than he was last year? Or, you know, how good has he been for us this year?
Look, this
Conley.
Yeah. No, listen, Conley, here's my issue with him. When a guy, and I'm biased because I watched this in the playoffs, the guy threw like 76 straight changeups. I'm like, if you throw a singular fastball, the player at the plate will evaporate and he wouldn't do it. He's a very solid reliever. It's the best way I can put it. And Stan, he's more than solid right now. Long term, I think he's solid. Short term, he's been great.
And finally, we might have the all-star catcher in Dingler. What do you think?
Now, you know what, Stan? It's not cocktail hour yet. Let's calm down. I know you're pumped up.
Take a look at the stats.
I know, but I'm not ready to go there yet.
Now you'll say it's only 25 games.
That's where I draw the line. Okay. He's getting a little excited with the catcher spot. Take it easy.
You got him with the best staff in baseball.
I know.
90 games.
I know that, but just... Not ready. Come on. You want to be an all-star catcher? Take it easy.
Wyatt who?
No. How dare you? David, a few ticket texts if you don't mind, and then we'll get back to the people.
You have to believe in the Tigers at this point. They've played the Dodgers, Yankees, and Padres. That's three of the top six teams in baseball. They're for real.
But that is offset by playing the Bad News Bears, managed by Walter Matthau.
Very true.
AKA this division.
Very true.
But I agree with the texter.
I'm good with 90, not sure how they're doing it, but everyone is just doing their job, picking up their teammates when there's a gaffe and doing the work. Here's someone else. I'm willing to come up to 70 to 75 wins, just waiting for the bottom to drop.
You must be amazing at parties.
70 to 75.
And what planet are you? He's up to 70 to 75 wins.
That's just not, that was never on the table. I don't know where this person lives at. Like, what are you doing? That's got to be a joke.
I hope so. The run last year and start this year feels like Michigan when we all of a sudden got great. I hope we're not cheating. Bill.
Oh, jeez. Uh-oh. Well, wow. If you hear some garbage cans and banging, I mean, you know, sorry. It is a part of your story.
They've updated it.
Oh, not that. No. I'm sorry. No. My bad. Wrong drop. Mike, I'll see your 90 and raise you to 92.
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, they're trying to really compete never, here.
How high will you go, Mike?
Not 90.
Will you go to 93?
Nope. 90. Never enough for some of these people.
Yeah, right. Just like, be happy with 90.
93.
Nope.
How about 92 and Javi wins a gold glove?
We're done here. 248-539-9797. We will get right back to the people. David, do you want to... You want to go with the football today at 5:30? Is that?
Yeah, I could do
okay,
that.
Okay, so we'll just keep rolling with calls, and a lot of people want to talk about their baseball team at top of the hour. If you do what I tell you to do, tomorrow's going to be a lock at LCA. I want to know if you believe. We'll talk about it. All right, we've bumped football today to 5:30. People are pumped up, and you should be. I think you got a 90-win baseball team, and I'm really, really impressed, and I wanted to see where you guys are at with it. And look, hey, if you're pumped up about it and you end up being wrong, who cares? For me, this division's got awful. You look like the class of it. Four straight series wins. You have played the Yankees. You have played the Pods. You have played the Dodgers. I just feel like enough of it's real. Torque looks real. Somehow you're on your fifth center fielder. It doesn't matter. I'm in. I think it's a 90-win team.
And don't forget, like once again, we're not even complaining about Javi Baez.
No.
He's just an afterthought now. Like,
right, oh, and that's how I need it.
Because right.
Because as Kenny so eloquently put it, just don't be totally awful. Just partially awful.
I mean, I was expecting just major gaffes out in the field and bad defense. Not sure. Really having that, minus a couple games? Cold no. Key?
Listen, the defense is going to be a problem long term, but I think they're so good in the space between, they can outrun it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, yes, those defensive gaffes and some of the limitations the team has, sans Parker Meadows, yeah, it's going to bite him and probably at the worst time. But for right now, I'm just saying 15-10 is nothing to sneeze at. There are a lot of teams off to terrible starts. And outside of the McKinstry stuff, a lot of it feels very sustainable to me. Very. Like the Torque stuff, when you watch the at-bats and you I don't want to nerd out on some of it, but like his batted ball data, the way he's driving the baseball, it just... It looks real, Rico. It's like Mize. It looks real.
And he got robbed today of one. So.
I know. Hey, you know what? If you want to count it. I'm fine with it.
No, I'm not counting it.
Okay. Well, I am. I don't
Why
care.
Not? Count it.
Because, David, it was an out.
No.
It was an out.
It was Acuna, you would say it would count.
Okay. No, it would not. I would still say
he'd
no.
be crumpled up at second base.
Right. He pulled something. And he's out for 6 months.
Let's get to the people, shall we? Let's go to Chris. He's out in Belleville, 97.1. Chris, what's going on?
Fellas, what's going on?
Hey, Chris.
Chris, are you there? Chris?
Yeah.
You got us on speakerphone?
Hey, take us off speaker, brother. I can barely hear you.
My fault.
No, you're all good. Yeah, loud and clear. Now we're good. Okay. What's going on?
Very good. Yeah, so I got a two-parter, I guess, now. The first is in response to what you just said, Valeni. The defense is going to be a problem long-term. Why do you think that? With the Tigers.
Torres sucks.
Okay,
he had 18 errors for the Yankees and was the worst second baseman in baseball last year. You want to tell me I don't know what I'm doing here? Like, come on, man.
Last year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so now he's Roberto Alomar year over year. Okay. Come on, right. Chris.
Okay, so second base. All right, what about
I don't like second, third, short, or center without Parker Meadows long term. How about
Did
that?
Did you see Ibanez today at third, though? Looks sharp.
Okay, so one game versus 162. Chris, come on, man. You're smarter than this, Chris.
Is just drinking up the moment, right?
No, and I'm excited about them, but they're not a good defensive team. They're just not. No, I mean, look, you've already given away three games with booting balls. Come on. It's okay to say
that. That's fair. But they're also not, like, under where they should be. I think they've been over-exceeding expectations. I mean, you had Javi today in center making a great catch over the shoulder. I mean, it kind of worked. Hinch knows what he's doing. I don't think the defense is going to be a problem. And when we get Veerling and Meadows back, we're just going to be better.
Well, that's, yeah, hello, that's one of the top 10 defensive players regardless of position in the sport. So, yes. Yes, Chris, I agree with you with Parker Meadows. And Vierling can moonlight at third and help you there. Absolutely.
So,
but as
so
we
can Abanya, so can McKinstry. So we look at sharp. And
Jesus.
To be where we're at right now, this early, this competitive, leading the AL, winning the series.
Padres, Chris, hold on. I just want to make sure. Did I come on the air with an open wound in my head and say 60 wins, or did I say they're a 90-win team? I just want to make sure we're having the same conversation.
Well, I missed the opening of the air, so I'm not sure. I did hear you say 90 wins, so I love that. But to say the defense is a problem or they're going to be a problem long term, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they've been okay. But my biggest thing is the Wyatt Langford stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
When does that stop?
Never. He's my heartthrob. I love
Never.
Him. Never. I can't. Listen, it's a bit for Kenny and I and the listeners. I'm not yelling and screaming about it. I'll just never understand how we drafted a high school bat instead of a guy ready-made for you who has 1,000 OPS, who was a 4.8 war player last year for the world's defending World Series champs. Imagine, close your eyes and imagine him in this lineup, Chris. You know you want to. Come on.
I mean, I don't know because I like the young talent we got coming up through the farm, though. I'm excited.
Are they able to help you today? Just a question.
We don't need help today.
No. The only thing better than what you got is more. That's right. Hold on. Think about this lineup with me. Work with me.
Okay.
You could have Riley, Kerry Bonds.
Get out of there, baby.
Torque. You could have Wyatt Lang. Think about the lefty-righty splits. Chris, come on. Work with me. Come on.
I think where we're at right now far exceeds any expectations I personally had as a Tigers fan. And to see where they're at right now, I think that's a credit to the coaching.
I agree totally.
I think that
it has nothing to do.
We don't need a Langford.
Wait a minute.
Chris, why wouldn't you want
Langford? Who doesn't want another 30 home run hitter? Come on, Chris.
I mean, I would like him on the team for sure, but to say to keep beating this dead horse that we need him or that we should have drafted him.
The horse isn't dead yet.
True.
Hey, Chris, Wyatt Langford hit a home run last night. Max Clark walked home. There's a difference. One guy's here. It's actually here, happening, production. The other guy was at the Tasty Freeze last night in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. No, the horse isn't dead. And we have fun with it, Chris. You're taking it way too literally. Kenny, you okay? You're rolling back there. You all right? What's going on?
No, pre-show, you nailed it with the Wyatt Langford thing, and now you're bringing it back. This bit won't die.
No, wait, hold on.
Hey, yesterday Max Clark started off with a leadoff double.
That is true.
Yeah, in the California Penal League. The point I'm making is...
Ricky Vaughn, you know.
Right. Hold on. The point I'm making is... When you don't get to call up and say, no, we don't need him. No team in baseball has a right to say that. And by the way you teach people new positions to play on the field, hell, Wyatt Langford might be your catcher. Who knows?
I feel like pretty much any team would be lucky to have that player. So when people say we don't need him, what are you talking
about?
Right,
that's what I was like. So you're saying you'd rather just stick with what we have instead of upgrading?
The Dodgers would be happy to have him right now.
Kenny, OPS plus 198.
Shohei.
Hey, yeah, we got slightly above terrible.
Yeah, Shohei. Yeah, we don't need him.
You got to be able to sort through the bit.
Aaron just, don't need him.
As long as there's no yelling and screaming about it, you don't get to get mad about it. It's just fun. It's something Kenny and I will text each other. It's discourse in the office and with the show. Yes.
I'm watching Max Clark highlights.
What, on camcorder?
Tony in Marine City says, Max Clark will absolutely be better than Langford. We want to be good for a decade, not a couple years.
Okay, just so we're clear. Guys, years away, you're still not getting it, are you? You were a playoff team last year. You might be a 90-win team this year. How does Clark help me? And by the way, I hate to break this to you, and if we have any Cardinal fans listening, this one's really going to hurt. Oh, you know he's just going to be great, right? I've got Jordan Walker on line 7. He's going to be working at the Quick Lube. I just know Jackson Holliday's going to be awesome.
Please give him the quick mark.
No, the oil change joint.
Give him a quick
He'll be at Uncle Bobby's oil change. I'm just saying, you don't get to say, guy who's 2 years away, you just know he'll be awesome. It doesn't work that way. Guy who's actually here is.
Hey, 860 OPS through first 10 games.
Facing high schoolers. Max Clark might end up being awesome, but by the time he arrives, Wyatt Langford may have generated a 9 or 10 war over the course of two seasons. So you have to make up for that. That's okay. I'm not mad. I just don't know why listeners get so defensive. You just wait. Wait for what?
He just hit a home run out of Ishbia Field. East Lansing.
His backyard. I was about to say, what?
That's the baseball diamond.
That's okay. It's fine, guys. It's totally fine. No one's angry, except some of you. I don't know why. The Tigers are really good.
The fact that he said, you just need to stop, and we didn't really need him. What do you mean you don't need him?
That only makes me want to have more fun with it. Top of the hour, we're going to mix in a Pistons topic, because I think I can guarantee something tomorrow, and I can guarantee a win if they do what I say. But we're talking about your Tigers. You're driving home from work. Another win today. Fourth series in a row they've won. They're 15-10. I think they're a 90-win team. I'm sold on what I'm seeing from Torkelson. I'm sold on what I'm seeing from Mize. And the collective approach at the plate, it's producing a top-10 offense. The division is, in fact, terrible. I think you're the class of it. Are you ready to say, hey, 90-win team?
And as of right now, they're outrunning the defensive problems that I thought they would be having.
Well, they don't have any. That's Chris and Belfield. Excuse me.
Okay.
Also noted, you don't need a 30-20 1,000 OPS player. You don't need that. I'll let it go. I'm sorry. It's just stuff like that.
Walking in the door, he's one of your best five players. Walking in the door, he's there.
You don't need him. He's got a stupid smile.
Where you go? All right,
let's go.
He'll come off the bench. Okay.
You just wait. Yeah, I am waiting. That's the problem. I want to win the World Series. Let's go to Pete, 97.1. Petey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, you talk about sample sizes, but if you take a extrapolate it out a little bit, the Tigers are 52-25 since their streak last year.
Mm-hmm.
With relatively the same team, but improvements with Casey Mize. And, several improvements. I got Kaylee in the back of the bullpen. This team is a 90-win team. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. No, and it's and Pete, here's the thing. Parker Meadows, we've got to get a good health report. The minute you drop him into center field, it becomes one of the best outfields in baseball because he's that good in center.
Well, absolutely. And here's the thing, that the starting pitching this year is so solid that you got to what? You got to avoid losing streaks, right?
Yep.
You've got you're going out pitchers every night that can absolutely shut down any team.
Yeah, and to your point, it makes losing three or four pretty hard to do. If the pitching is healthy, it makes it very hard to have that skid.
And on the flip side, to put together six or seven game winning streaks is much easier because you're asking each guy to go out and have a really good game.
And
do one.
And
then
you play in the Central.
Exactly.
You got to say it. This division's booty.
I'm here to tell you, this team is the real deal. They're not flashy. They're really good. They're really solid. And I tell you what, I saw the general manager last night and on TV, and he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. This kid they brought up that pitched the sidearm stuff, he was non-script.
I'm convinced. Pete, I swear to God, I've arrived at a point they could call up a dead person and he would have a sub-1 whip out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
I don't even know where they're finding these people.
But they put him in positions to win the battle. They put him in good positions. They don't ask him to do something they can't do.
No,
so
you're right.
I'm pumped. I'm geeked.
You should be. And it's, you know what?
97.
Here's what it is. Petey, honestly, here's the slogan. Detroit Tigers. Everything the Red Wings aren't.
Pete, did you say 96 or 97?
Yeah.
Pete's feeling good.
Okay.
He's outside. I can hear the birds chirping. He's enjoying himself. Leave Pete alone.
It's not that out of the realm.
No, it's not. I'm just not ready to go there yet.
But one more thing to look at real quick.
Cat enthusiast.
Look at the series they've won.
Yes.
They're winning series. You keep stacking series. And then you got the White Sox once a month.
Yeah, honestly, the White Sox is like a free square. It's like in Monopoly. You pass go to hand you a couple $100 in paper money. I mean, Pete, appreciate it. Yeah, the White Sox are on like a 35-win pace, by the way. We need one of Al Barry's traffic updates where a UFO obliterates Comiskey Park or whatever the hell the place is called these days. White Sox. The White Sox have just went to the portal. Oh, the White Sox booty home just blew up. Please move to the right for my cruise.
They're going to just merge with the Cubs.
No, the Cubs don't need anything the White Sox have. Maybe a bat boy.
Maybe they'll become the 418.
Let's go to Jay, 97.1. Jay, what's going on, pal?
Yeah, hi, Mike. This is the first time I've ever been able to get through. I love your show. You guys are funny as all.
Oh, thank you. Well, we try.
But I tell you, here's what I got. I'm 100% in agreement. 90-win team, no doubt about it. Best pitching, the best starting pitching in baseball. Excellent bullpen. They're getting contributions out of everybody on the team. Their defense is what it is. It's their defense. I mean, they're going to struggle a little bit. But you get Meadows back, you get Veerling back, you're going to see a whole different story.
Agree.
Yeah, terrible division. So I agree. All the points that across the board, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, and guess what? I mean, Jay, it's two guys who, I'm guilty as anybody, two guys that were written off are powering it. Mize and Torkelson.
No question.
And it's unbelievable to see it. And the numbers are there. The performance is there. Even the nerd data. It's all there, Jay. None of it's fake.
Nobody saw that happen out of Torkelson. I don't think anybody in Detroit saw that happen. I know I sure did.
No, I admit it. I did.
It was a surprise. He's the bat that we were trying to get with Bergman.
Yeah.
And he's knocking in runs left and right. It's just outstanding.
Well, actually, we've just gotten a missive from Chris in Belleville. You didn't need Bregman either. So it's all everything's fine.
Listen. Great talking to you, Mike.
Jay, you have a great day. Appreciate the kind words, buddy. Also can confirm Nolan Ryan. Don't need him. Don't need him.
No.
Can I ask you a question? Because, I've been here for, 27 years, if you include college, in the city of Detroit on these airwaves, 21 years. Here's one thing I've never figured out, and you're a born and bred Detroiter. Southwest Detroit. Why is... How do I verbalize this without being insulting?
What, like, oh boy, I'm not racist.
That's Kenny's line. No, my point is, why is in this town no one's ever good enough to come here? Like, what is you that psychosis?
You really want the real answer?
No, lie to
the
me.
Real answer, Mike, is Detroiters overvalue their local heroes. They are the greatest ever. And everybody else is, it's why you'd be like, oh, well, you know, we can go out and just bring in, we could trade off some low level player, you know, Brandon Inge, and go out and get this top major league player because Brandon, like, it doesn't work that way.
I think the peak of that would have been Rip Hamilton for Kevin Garnett back in the day.
Yeah.
Those shows took place.
Yeah, you know, Amir Johnson for Kobe Bryant.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's like, well, no. Yeah, because Amir is all that. And did you see this? And you see, you know, and I was down there one game, and he made a basket. That's his job.
Rico wins. More of your phone calls. I've got something for you. We will mix in some Pistons in the 5 o'clock. But again, you want to rap about your baseball team? We're here for it. I think they're a 90-win team. I'm excited about it. And today is as good a day as any to talk about it after they get rid of the Padres. Even the game you lost was 2-0. What?
Oh, and the other thing, I hate to say it, we rarely get that blockbuster superstar here, so we don't really know what it looks like.
248-539-9797. Also, Chris in Belleville says, Albert Pujols in his prime, don't need him. All right, we're good. Morgan... We lost Rico. More of your calls coming up next. 97.